KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky, 4 degrees above zero. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high around 20. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Well, you can't sign up just yet, but you'll soon be able to receive emergency notification messages about storms, amber alerts, boil orders, and more here in Cass County. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cannon on Wednesday told the Board of Supervisors the county has agreed to become part of the statewide Alert Iowa system.
The state of Iowa has this Alert Iowa system that they're trying to roll out here recently. And of course, Cass County is a part of that. Sometime in the next month, we may be trying to roll this out.
The system can be used by state and local authorities to quickly disseminate emergency information to residents in counties that utilize the system. Persons with landlines are already on a database for notification, but when the online registration form is active, persons with cell phones can register those numbers and their landlines for notifications. The system is available free of charge to all counties and persons who sign up. Approximately 3 out of every 4 Iowa counties have now signed up to use the Alert Iowa system. In Southwest Iowa, there are only 6 counties, Audubon, Adams, Fremont, Page, Taylor, and Union, who have not yet jumped on the Alert Iowa bandwagon. Kennan says before it can be rolled out in Cass County, he, along with Sheriff Darby McLaren and 911 Coordinator Rob Coppert, need to go through the necessary training to prepare for the system's activation. When it's active in Cass County, Alert Iowa will allow citizens to sign up for the types of alerts they'd like to receive. Messages can be issued through a landline or wireless phone, text messaging, email, fax, TDD or TYY, and social media. The messages may contain photo, video, and audio attachments to help subscribers better understand the situation at hand or where to find additional information. And you can choose which city or cities you want to receive notifications for.
If there was something occurring in Cumberland and you lived in Atlantic, but you have the Cumberland box because you have family that lives in Cumberland or you work in one of the other places, you'll get that on your cell phone. So you can have multiple areas within the county if you're interested in getting those alerts.
And more information will be released through the media on that system when the rollout date grows closer. For more information, you can go to the Iowa Homeland Security's website. There's a link to that under this same story on our webpage at KJAN.com under the News tab. In a follow-up to his report a couple of weeks ago on Cass County's 5-year bridge replacement and repair plan, County Engineer Charles Marker Wednesday told the Board of Supervisors that out of 226 bridges in Cass County, 45 are deemed what's called structurally deficient.
Think of the first word, structurally. That's the members of the bridge itself, the bridge deck, the supporting members, everything underneath. If those members are not up to the standard to where they can do what is known as the bridge law, Iowa bridge law, carry a legal load limit on them, the bridge is considered structurally deficient. When a bridge is structurally deficient and falls below that level, it can carry the minimum weight the state says. We have to post that bridge with the weight limit signs you see out there.
To that end, Marker presented the board with a resolution, which they unanimously approved, setting the posted weight limits on bridges in the county.
Part of our biannual bridge inspection, they report back to us on all of our bridges what the weight limit is that bridge can carry. If it falls below this threshold we were talking about, then we have to post them.
In making the announcement with regard to the 45 bridges in Cass County that are structurally deficient, Marker noted a report in the Washington Post that said that 21% of all bridges in Iowa are deemed structurally deficient or second in the nation for problem bridges. Cass County is right along the lines of the state average at 20%.
I guess that isn't anything to brag about, but it's nice to know we're the same as they are.
5% of the bridges in the state are also what's called functionally obsolete. Officials with DuPont and the National Association of Agricultural Educators announced on Wednesday that DuPont Pioneer awarded more than $45,000 through multiple grants to agro-science educators in Iowa. The grants will fund training and classroom resources to help implement advanced agriculture curriculum. Teachers who received a grant are implementing curriculum for agriculture science education, or CASE, in their classrooms and will attend training this year. Iowa teachers receiving the grants locally include Kristen Rutherford from the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton High School, Susan Catanzaretti of Mount Air Community School District, and Molly Heinz with the West Central Valley High School. Michelle Gowdy, Director of Community and Academic Relations for DuPont Pioneer, said ensuring there is enough safe, affordable, and nutritious food for all will require that more students understand agriculture and become future leaders in food production. She added that they're proud to be working with others in agriculture and education to give teachers the best resources to encourage children to learn more about agriculture and consider careers in the industry. CASE is a multi-year approach to agri-science education with rigorous educator training requirements and hands-on, inquiry-focused learning activities. The collaboration between DuPont Pioneer and CASE is a special project of the National FFA Foundation. It's the third year of involvement for DuPont Pioneer. You can learn more about the program and grant schedule on the CASE grant website. Elsewhere in the news, police in Creston say a theft was reported Wednesday night at the Walmart store there, but they were unable to find the person responsible. Store officials say a man left the store at around 11 p.m. without paying for a shirt. Store employees weren't unable to detain the suspect until police arrived. The loss was estimated at just under $11. And police in Red Oak are asking for the public's help in locating a stolen bicycle. Officials say a yellow and black Fast and Furious chopper-style bike was stolen from a residence in the 200 block of East Hammond Street. The theft occurred sometime on or about January 28th, and the bike was valued at $400. If you have any information about the incident, you're asked to call the Red Oak Police Department. Tickets in North Carolina, Puerto Rico, and Texas matched all six numbers to split a $564.1 million Powerball jackpot last night. Sue Dooley, senior drawing manager for the Multi-State Lottery Association, says the Puerto Rico ticket was the first Powerball jackpot winner ever sold outside the continental U.S. Puerto Rico joined Powerball less than a year ago. Dooley had no immediate information on the specific locations of where the tickets were sold. Should the winners select the lump sum option, each would get a one-third share of $381,138,450.16 before taxes. The jackpot was the third largest in Powerball history and the fifth largest U.S. lottery prize. The jackpot now rolls back to $40 million. And by the way, the winning numbers drawn Wednesday were 11, 13, 25, 39, 54, that is, and the Powerball was number 19. Well, a Texas company has moved into a northern Iowa industrial park and expects to hire some 15 to 20 people. Taskmaster Components of Mount Pleasant, Texas, have moved into the Hampton Industrial Park. The company expects to produce tire and wheel assemblies for trailers. They also have an operation in Sykeston, Missouri. Taskmaster officials say the Hampton operation will let the company expand its customer base and serve the industry more completely. Also, a California-based can manufacturing company is considering expanding its Iowa presence to a southeastern Iowa town. Silgan Containers seeks a 20-year, 100% property tax credit for the construction of a $25 million plant in Burlington. The Burlington City Council is scheduled to meet today to discuss the proposal. Silgan officials say they want the plant operating by the end of the year. It's expected to employ about 120 people. Jason Hutchison, CEO of the Greater Burlington Partnership, says the city hasn't officially been selected as the location for the manufacturing plant yet. Based in Woodland Hills, California, Silgan already has facilities in Fort Madison and Fort Dodge. The company plans to apply for tax credits on February 20th at an Iowa Economic Development Authority meeting. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.